This is Ask Pastor John. Settle in for a few minutes here as John Piper wrestles with questions of life and death, theology and practical wisdom, joy and suffering. John, anyone who's been out in public lately or watched media knows that there has been an explosion of tattooing and body piercing in the last decade, and I recently read that nearly 40% of people 30 and under have at least one tattoo. That's an amazing number to me, anyway. In Leviticus we read, "You shall not tattoo yourselves, I am the Lord." Should Christians considering getting a tattoo give any thought to that prohibition?
I would, and I would not assume that every practical statement like that in the Old Testament is binding today, because there were circumstances about foods and about peoples and about the relationship with the pagan culture that may not be the same today. However, I would ask, why is it there? And once I found out why it's there, I would ask, and are there any parallels to today? And if there are, might it not still have helpful input for us? And I don't know what goes into all of tattoos. I was talking to one guy the other day who's a Christian minister who has a tattoo on his ankle. I said, "Where did that come from? Why did you do that?" And he said, "Oh, my buddy and I were roommates first year in college, and we were Christian, and we just on a lark, we went out and we said, oh, we got a tattoo. Oh, if you'll do it, I'll do it." And it absolutely meant nothing except on a lark they got this thing on their ankle. And now it's there. It's there. And so some of it means nothing, kind of like irresponsibility. But I would guess that a person should analyze their motives and ask, will Christ be exalted over time by my doing this? And that's the ultimate criterion when it comes to things that it seems to me at that level are amoral. That's whether a woman has pierced ears once, twice, three times, where are you going to draw the line? Or a guy. It just seems to me that we should be asking, what is the impact for the glory of Christ in what I'm about to do?
Well, so what about those who have tattoos then? Okay, we see this prohibition. The Lord says, don't do this. I did it. So what does that mean for the Christian?
Well, like I said, I'm not sure that that should be taken as binding for today. I would say if a person had a tattoo, the issue would be not that that verse said don't do it, because there might have been circumstances there that were different from our circumstances, just like don't eat fish that don't have any scales is in the Old Testament, and most people eat catfish today. But rather, when I got this tattoo, what was I thinking and what was I doing? And probably there's plenty to repent of there, and that people should repent. And then, if a guy's just covered with tattoos, he should be dreaming of how he could turn that for the glory of Christ. I had an old missionary friend. I haven't seen him for years. And he was in the Navy before he was a Christian. And he had tattoos all up and down his arm. And if he kept his sleeves down, you couldn't see him. But if he just rolled his sleeve up about 3 inches, you could see him. And he would decide where he would roll his sleeves up and where he wouldn't by who he wanted to minister to. Which is why some people might get pierced or tattooed in the first place, is that it gives them an identification with those they're trying to reach. So I would say on the verse itself, there were probably circumstances that made that absolutely warranted there. Whether that should be applied with the same absoluteness today without other factors being taken into consideration, I'm not ready to go there yet. I think there are other questions to ask that are more heart and motive and Christ-exalting questions than simply, is there a verse?
Okay, well, one other one then on body piercing. Is there any biblical reason to think twice before getting a nose ring or a tongue stud or any of the other things that we see today?
Well, yeah. I think most of the motives behind unusual body piercing are motives that are weak. That is, they're a sign of needing an identity that you're not finding in Christ sufficiently. Needing some kind of unusual attention, or needing to be different in a superficial way, and the person's soul is not finding their radical, cutting edge identity of distinctness in allegiance to Jesus Christ. So, I think they should think long and hard about whether, I think a woman and a little baby should think long and hard about whether to have a simple ear piercing. My wife has pierced ears. Who doesn't have pierced ears, right? If they're a woman today. But why? Why wouldn't you stop and think, well, maybe it would make a better statement if I didn't. So, yes, stop and think, but I don't know when body piercing becomes excessive. I just know at the motivation level, most of what is moving the excessive piercing is probably a sign of spiritual immaturity and weakness and lack of Christ-exalting confidence in who you are in Him.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.